Joining me this morning is the music director of the Kalamazoo Recorder Players, Karen Woodworth. So nice to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
The Kalamazoo Recorder Players are a longstanding institution of people who play and love the almost ancient instrument, the recorder. You have such a wealth of literature to choose from and to play with. And once in a while, you like to offer the public a chance to both play and to come and hear recorders in action. And we're here to talk about that during Play the Recorder Month.
Yeah. March is Play the Recorder Month. It's designated like that by the American Recorder Society. It actually grew out of an event that happened 30 years ago in 1989 to celebrate the 50th birthday of the American Recorder Society. So if you do the math, this year we're celebrating the 80th birthday of the American Recorder Society, or as they're calling it, the Ruby Anniversary.
Wow, that sounds very colorful.
Yeah, so 80 years of That's organized amazing. Recorder playing in the United States.
It is an instrument that needs people to remind others that it's a beautiful instrument and has been played by virtuosos ever since it was invented.
Oh, yeah. Some of the earliest mentions of recorders we have actually were at the royal courts, like, for instance, the English royal court, where they have a chest of recorders. So, you know, by that, we assume a consort of recorders in many different sizes. You know, so sometimes people will think, oh, recorders, isn't that horrible little instrument that people play in elementary school? Well, no. It kind of is. But, you know, the recorder is an instrument that you can get a sound out of it right away, but you can spend years perfecting that sound. And that is just one of the amazing things about the members of the Kalamazoo Recorder Players is how dedicated they are. They have spent years and in some cases decades really working to achieve perfection on the recorder. It's an instrument that there's always something more to do on.
There is. I mean, they're also, you know, working to control their whistle acquisition disorders, and you know, because there's always another one.
Yeah.
I need to fill that chest of recorders at home.
We tend to use the plastic, the top line plastic recorders in our performances because, you know, there's a theory that it's easier to get them to all play in tune if they're made by, you know, the same maker, and plastic is not as dependent on the environment as wood. But, you know, then you do need your wooden recorders for when you're playing in a small group or when you're playing solos. And
yeah, you just need one of each at
least. I might actually have two plastic alto recorders.
Okay. It happens. It just happens.
Not to mention the wood one in my closet someplace. So I'm wondering, I mean, there might be a lot of people in Kalamazoo that do have a recorder in their closet someplace. And Play the Recorder Month is a great opportunity to take out that recorder, dust it off, and play yourself a little tune on it. Just play for fun. It's a happy, happy instrument.
Right. And teaching lesson number one, almost every problem you're about to have has to do with not sealing the holes.
That's true.
So just practice covering the holes and you will get a beautiful tone and start playing right away.
And my tip for that is look in the mirror. You know, do it right in front of the mirror so you can see your fingers.
Watch your hands go out of alignment.
Yeah. Or maybe if you have a, you know, buddy who can like look at your hands and say, oh, you're not covering that middle hole there. Yeah.
There. Solved all your problems.
So
pull out that beautifully engineered little instrument and see what you can do with it this month. But there's also a chance to come out and see the Kalamazoo Recorder Players. And that'll be on the 23rd. That's Saturday, right?
Yep. Saturday, March 23rd. It's the fourth Saturday of the month, and we are doing a pop-up mini-concert at the Central Branch of the Kalamazoo Public Library. So it'll be from 12 o'clock to probably about 12:15, just a very short concert in the middle of the day. We'll be playing three pieces. To celebrate Play the Recorder Month, we hope you will come hear us. These pieces use four different sizes of recorder: soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
Oh, the bass recorder.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even tried one of those. Maybe if I ask nicely after the concert, I could maybe play it.
Yeah.
Have you done this before, a pop-up concert at the library?
We have. We try to play someplace in public for Play the Recorder Day. or Play the Recorder Month every year. There is a Play the Recorder Day in the middle of Play the Recorder Month, so it's kind of two things that are the same, I guess. Anyway, but last year we did the same kind of pop-up mini concert at the library, and we did one at another point in the past. We did one the first year I directed at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. So you never know where we're going to pop up and play recorder, I guess.
For the rest of the year, you are able to meet on a regular basis and explore all the pieces that combine recorders. They can be for different sizes. They can be from hundreds of years ago to written and published in the Recorder Player magazine last month. So there's just a lot you can accomplish when you get together.
Yeah, we generally meet once a month, although as we get closer to performances, we tend to add an extra rehearsal. We met twice in February, though, because the weather in January, we had to cancel two rehearsals.
Oh, yeah, you're not alone.
The first one and the postponed one.
Right. Our postponed rehearsal has been postponed.
Yeah. So bad weather in January, but we did get together in February. You know, we were a group of about 20 people. You know, depending on which month it is, we have roughly 12 to 15 people each time. Sometimes when we perform, say for this pop-up mini concert, we're going to have a smaller group because not everybody's available. But, you know, they're just a fabulous bunch of people, each one so interesting.
Yes.
Who just love to get together and play music. So it's a real joy working with them.
Another way of forming connections and friendships through music, but you learn so much about the backgrounds of everyone in the group. And they certainly don't all, you know, come from the same place or have different stories.
And I don't know everybody's story, but I know one of our members is an attorney, one is a retired engineer, a couple of them were teachers. And one's a pharmacist. So, you know, it doesn't matter what your background is. You're welcome as long as you want to play recorders. Let me give you our email address for more information. It's kalamazoorecorders@sbcglobal.net. So some people may wonder why the instrument is called the recorder. It's a good question. But
I haven't thought of that question in a while, but yeah.
Well, there's a theory that it's because originally they might have used it to record bird songs. So I brought you a piece by one of the most outstanding recorder players ever, Michala Petri. It is an arrangement of Edvard Grieg's Little Bird. And when you listen to this, you will just be amazed at how much she sounds like a bird.
That's Michala Petri, the German recorder player, virtuoso, really. She has done a lot for raising the profile of this instrument. And my guest, Karen Woodworth, is also responsible for raising the profile of the instrument regionally in Kalamazoo as the music director of the Kalamazoo Recorder Players. And
it's true. Get me started on the recorder and I'll talk to you for hours.
And it's just the beginning of some of the interesting topics you can bring up with Karen Woodworth, and including, you know, court music and the reign of, or the, not, did she reign, Queen Mary?
Mary Queen of Scots. she was in Scotland 1561 to 1567, but she actually became queen when she was, what, like 2 weeks old, 2 months old? Okay, I forget that part, but, you know, the story is after she was born, her father turned his head to the wall and said, "It's a daughter," and died.
Well, he shouldn't have been so disappointed. You know?
No. And
that just goes along with what we were saying just before the music, that the people who participate in Kalamazoo Recorder Players, they come from many different backgrounds and just enjoy the instrument and so much music that you can choose to play for pieces like Mikola was playing. She was playing, was that a soprano or higher, sopranino?
Well, you've got me there. I don't actually know. It didn't really identify which size. It could have been a sopranino.
That sounded pretty high.
I mean, that's the one I would pick if I were imitating a bird.
Yes.
So, and a sopranino is almost the highest. A sopranino is above the soprano recorder. It's half the size of the alto recorder. But if you go, there's one other above the sopranino called the Garkline. It's an octave above the soprano recorder. But the holes are so close together that not everybody can play it. You have to have kind of skinny fingers.
Yeah, I guess you would.
and you could possibly lose your hearing if you play it for long periods of time. And it's true. One of my sons calls it the death whistle.
Garkline also has a foreboding sound to it. I would have thought it would also have an Italian sounding name, but no.
Yeah.
Garkline.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so there are many different sizes of recorders. And as you alluded to, my specialty in school was Renaissance music. And there are some really wonderful treatises from the 1500s that show all the different sizes of recorders. I love that. And, you know, there's still all the different sizes. Now, the most common ones you'll see are soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Soprano is the one that tends to be used in elementary schools because it's the best size for students' hands. But if you're an adult beginner, we actually recommend that you begin on the alto recorder. There's a whole lot more repertoire for the alto recorder and has a less shrill tone, shall we say.
Beautiful mellow sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have the tenor, which is an octave below the soprano, and the bass, which is an octave below the alto. Those are the four most common ones you'll see, and they parallel the vocal ranges. In our concert that we're going to do in May, we're doing a piece that also uses a sopranino recorder, which, as I said, is above the soprano. But the next piece we'll hear features a low quartet. So this is a newer thing because, you know, for a while there, it was really hard to play a contrabass recorder because, you know, you look at these things and they're so tall. But there are some makers that have started using what I would say is similar to bassoon technology, where the windways kind of folded. So suddenly the instrument's a lot more manageable to handle.
Yeah.
So instead of having soprano, alto, tenor, bass, you can have one that's a basset. You can put like the tenor on the soprano part. You can have a bass on the alto part. You can have a great bass on the tenor part. And then a contrabass, which is an octave below a regular bass, on the bass part.
Oh, my. So that's two ranges down. And
yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
talking just notes, two ranges down. It makes it a much deeper sound.
Yeah, yeah. And they do make a sub great bass in C. And I think there might even now be an even lower one than that in F. I'm not exactly sure which sizes they use in this next recording because, once again, they don't quite specify it. Note to people doing recordings.
Yes.
We want to know
more
what
liner
sizes.
Notes, please.
Yeah, some do put that in. But this is performed by the Quinta Essentia Quartet from Brazil, and they're playing a motet by the composer José Mauricio Nunes Garcia. Now, he's not one who seems to be a household name yet, but it seems like maybe he should be. He was born in 1767, died in 1830. He was an Afro-Brazilian composer and organist. He studied for the priesthood. He became the chapel master in Rio. And then when the Portuguese court had to evacuate to Rio, he eventually became master of the royal chapel. So needless to say, he was very influential in Brazilian music at the beginning of the 19th century. And he was, you know, really composing in the style of Mozart and Haydn. He wrote operas. He wrote lots of religious music. And this motet, Immutemur Habitu. I've probably just butchered the pronunciation on that. Sorry.
It's Latin. I don't know that there's a lot of people who are going to criticize. And it's wonderful to hear about an individual who survived regime changes by virtue of being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to music of Nunes Garcia.
Thank you.
You know, Karen, that brings to mind the sound of an organ. But those are all individual players?
Those are all individual players, yeah. The Quinta Essentia Quartet from Brazil. And if you see these recorders, these large ones, they actually do look like organ pipes. Just, you know, it's really the
columns.
Same principle. The organ is having the mechanical air blown through, and these are individual people doing it.
Playing together.
Yeah. Now, if you get a really high group with, say, sopranino and soprano and alto, that can sound like a calliope.
Well, Karen would know. She is the music director of the Kalamazoo Recorder Players and has been for many years now. The Kalamazoo Recorder Players have a pop-up concert scheduled. It'll be at the Kalamazoo Public Library, main branch downtown, mm-hmm. on Saturday, March 23rd. You can, if you're visiting the library at that time, it's a popular time to visit. That'll be right around noon.
Yep, we'll start at 12. We'll most likely be done by 12:15. We're only playing three pieces. We are going to play on the lowest level in the rotunda, mm-hmm. So down by the AV section, pretty much. And then the music goes up to the different levels, and we love to see people looking down from the first and second floors. The third floor, I don't think I can look up that high. I might get dizzy.
Just look for the recorder players by the hot picks.
yeah. There you go.
At the Kalamazoo Public Library.
Yeah, now I mentioned the American Recorder Society has been around for 80 years, but did you know the Kalamazoo Recorder Players we're coming up on our 45th birthday. The group began around 1974. So 45 years of organized recorder playing in Kalamazoo. I'm guessing there was probably some recorder playing before that.
For sure, but it would have been private, and here's an opportunity to just be part of a group that anyone can join who has an interest and a recorder, I guess. You mentioned that today many of the fine instruments are made out of plastic. Yamaha is one of the brands that comes to mind. It is a beautifully designed and engineered instrument, and they're often based on exact measurements for each family of recorders. There's also a conical bore to the instrument most times to give it that sweetness. And you can't just go into your garage and carve out a hollow piece of wood and make a recorder. It's actually very difficult. You can do a penny whistle a little easier than you could a recorder. It's a more elaborate instrument.
Yeah, and there are some really good makers making instruments today. But I have to say that from what I'm reading, and in fact, our most recent issue of the American Recorder Society magazine had tributes to two recorder makers who passed away recently. So I think there are some concerns about the future. So if you're a person, especially a young person who enjoys working with wood and you think you might want to make instruments, I would be looking into apprentice possibilities because we need people to be able to make good recorders in future.
Yeah, they are beautiful instruments that if the older they get, the more prone probably to cracking. And so modern new instruments are critical to the future of recorders. And it sounds like after 80 years, the American Recorder Society is going strong. We can also talk about May a little bit, when you'll have a full concert.
Yes, we do public concerts in the odd-numbered years. In the even-numbered years, we do school concerts. But this year is an odd-numbered year, 2019, right. And we are doing a spring concert on Saturday, May 18th. It's going to be in the Kiva Room at Friendship Village, and it will be at 3 o'clock p.m. And so the pieces that we're playing this Saturday are actually a tiny little preview of that. I want to talk just a little bit about those three pieces, if I can.
Well, please.
So we're going to play a piece called Oxeye Daisy, which is a movement from the Wildflower Suite by Marge Hall. She is a Scottish recorder player who also started composing, but she didn't start playing recorder until she was an adult. She says, "I discovered the recorder with delight as an adult, having earlier learned piano and classical guitar." And so suddenly here she is playing in a recorder consort, being a member of the Scottish Recorder Orchestra, and composing really good music for recorder ensembles.
Good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are also going to play a piece that was especially published for Play the Recorder Month. It's by Phil Newman, and it is called Fantasia on Faithless Nancy Dawson, which is apparently a popular English country dance tune.
Always popular.
Yeah. And then we're also doing just a beautiful piece by Astor Piazzolla called Las Paraguas de Buenos Aires. You don't often see the Piazzolla tangos arranged for recorder, but there is one collection of them. So we're hoping that you'll come down for our mini pop-up concert on the fourth Saturday of this month, Saturday, March 23rd, from noon to about 12:15 at the Central Branch of the Kalamazoo Public Library and hear a little of this music. And then come back in May and listen to our concert.
The May concert is the 18th at the Kiva Room at Friendship Village, starting at 3 o'clock. And if you have an interest, Kalamazoo Recorders at sbcglobal.net. That's the email address. You can just write directly to Karen and find out when everybody meets, what you might need, and how to get started.
Yeah. And, you know, it's true that we found that it is difficult for a beginner to walk right into the Kalamazoo Recorder Players and sit down and play the music because, you know, there is a little bit of...
You have to get up to speed.
Yeah, but we really want to work with you. One of our members, David Fisher, has been teaching classes through the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. He also, I believe, does private lessons. And then we have members who are willing to play in small groups with beginners. We are just... all about being supportive of people wanting to play the recorder. So again, this is Play the Recorder Month. Get that recorder out of the closet, or if you don't have one, go to your local music store and get one.
It's not a huge investment.
Give it a try. No, those plastic ones are really economical. It's a good way to try it out. You can enjoy playing the recorder in a group, but you can also enjoy just playing it for yourself. So I mentioned that Play the Recorder Month was started by the American Recorder Society. This next recording features a former president of the ARS, Lisette Kielsen, and it's a great example of how the recorder plays well with other instruments. It's a trio for recorder and viola da gamba by Georg Philipp Telemann, and I just had to play Telemann because he is the favorite composer of the Kalamazoo Recorder Players.
No wonder he's the favorite composer of the Kalamazoo Recorder Players. Georg Philipp Telemann always writes inventive music that is a pleasure to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're lucky that we do have a lot of music specifically written for the recorder players, from the Baroque era in particular. But we don't just restrict ourselves to pieces that were written for the recorder. You know, a lot of instrumental music just wasn't really written down in a way that survived before the Baroque period. So it's quite easy, though, to take a look at some of those madrigals or motets that were written in the 16th century and just sit down and play them on the recorder, because the soprano, alto, tenor, bass recorders do match up to the vocal ranges. In fact, that's the music I started playing way back in high school when I started playing with our local recorder group in Iowa. And then, there seems to be kind of a hiatus for the recorder. You know, once the flute really developed into the orchestral instrument that it is today, around what, the early 1800s?
Yeah, and yeah, once its engineering caught up with the recorder.
Yeah, you know, and then the strings, you know, went from the gut strings to something a little more robust, and
brighter.
And then the recorder fell out of favor with the orchestra. But then in the 20th century, right at the beginning, there was a real revival of the recorder. So we're also lucky that we have composers today who are writing specifically for the recorder. But that doesn't stop us from, you know, grabbing other music and adapting it. In fact, one of the pieces we played for our December concerts was an arrangement of the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, how charming.
Yeah, you wouldn't think you could do that with just four recorder parts, but you really can.
I need to remind listeners that a live broadcast by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra is coming up in just a few minutes. But in the last few minutes we have, Karen, let's remind our listeners about the public concerts coming up for the Kalamazoo Recorder Players. One is Saturday the 23rd.
Yes, Saturday, March 23rd is our Play the Recorder Month pop-up mini concert at the Central Branch of the Kalamazoo Public Library. We're going to be playing at noon. We'll probably be done by 12:15, so make sure you get to the library a little early. We're playing on the lower level in the audiovisual department in the rotunda, so the music will go up through the rest of the library. You can hear us from, I think, any floor.
Wherever you're researching.
Yeah. And we're playing three pieces, and one of them is going to be this beautiful tango arranged for recorders, the tango by Astor Piazzolla called Las Paraguas de Buenos Aires, the Umbrellas of Buenos Aires, that we think dates from around the 1950s.
So we have a vocal recording of the Piazzolla here, and just a reminder, the May concert is Saturday, May 18th at 3 o'clock, set for the Kiva Room at Friendship Village. And to become involved, the address is Kalamazoo Recorders at sbcglobal.net. Thank you, Karen Woodworth.
Oh, you're welcome. And Play the Recorder Month. Take out your recorder. Give it a shot.